This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
My name is Catherine McQuay, and on behalf of the COPS Office, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Tom Tyler, Macklin Fleming Professor of Law and Professor of Psychology at Yale Law School. Dr. Tyler is here to talk with us today about public perceptions of police, police legitimacy, and the concepts of procedural justice. Dr. Tyler, thank you for joining us. And can you describe what it means in policing that success in policing depends on public behavior, and public behavior depends upon how members of the public perceive the police and interpret police interactions?
Sure. Many of the things that the police do are affected by how the people in the public react. So, for example, when the police deal with someone on the street, they want that person to bring their behavior into line with the law. We want the person to feel like they ought to do that, ought to accept police authority, ought to defer to the police and let the police maintain order in the community. But obviously, how easy it is for the police to maintain order and get public acceptance depends on how people feel about the police. People don't trust the police. If people have had bad experiences with the police, they're not likely to cooperate. There's also an issue of hostility. The police would really like to get this acceptance of their authority without provoking anger, without leading to some kind of confrontation, some kind of violence that might hurt the person they're dealing with or even hurt the officer. So again, the way the public feels about the police is going to affect how people respond. Do they get angry? Do they get upset? Or do they basically see the police officer as a legitimate authority and say, I ought to do what they're telling me to do? The other thing we want from people in the community to help the police do their jobs is for people to follow the law. So in an everyday situation, do people obey the law? Do they do the things they know they ought to do? If people do those things, that minimizes the work the police have to do. They don't have to be stopping people, threatening them, trying to push their behavior into line with the law because people are already following the law. When the police are trying to resolve some crime, they need the cooperation of the public. Will people report a criminal in the community? Will they work with the police to try to deal with crimes, identify criminals? So in all of these ways, the police depend upon the public to make their jobs easier. And even though the police can exercise authority when the public doesn't trust them, it's a lot harder.
And when is the public more likely to accept the decisions or the authority of the police, and when are they less likely to?
I think one of the really interesting findings of several decades of research on the police is that the main thing people react to when they're dealing with a police officer is whether they think that officer is exercising their authority fairly. That is, even if that person is receiving a ticket or some other outcome that none of us really wants to receive, what we're really thinking about when we're reacting to the police officer is this person being fair to me? Are they treating me fairly? This is an idea we call procedural justice. It's something that has come out of a number of studies supported by the government to try to understand the public's point of view about policing. So now we have a really clear picture. If the police want cooperation from the public, they need to think about how the public experiences policing behavior. If the public experiences the police as acting fairly, the police get acceptance for their decisions.
Can you describe an example of how police are tackling positive public perceptions through procedural fairness?
Sure. I think a simple way to address this question is to ask, what are people looking for when they are thinking about or reacting to their experience with a police officer? And we know that there are four things that they really tend to care about. One is the idea of voice. People want the officer to give them a chance to explain their situation, to let them tell their side of the story before the officer makes some decision about what's going to happen. People want to see some signs that the police officer they're dealing with is acting in an impartial way. So they're not acting based upon prejudice, but they're following the law, they're using consistent principles. People want to be treated in a respectful way. People are very sensitive to discourtesy or a sense of dismissiveness on the part of the officer. And people want to trust in the integrity of the officer. They want to feel that the person they're dealing with is sincerely trying to do the right thing, trying to understand what's appropriate in the situation. So those are the four principles that constantly come up when people are reacting to police officers.
So if an agency wants to begin to implement procedural fairness, what are some things they could start doing very easily?
Well, actually, a lot of police departments are actively doing that right now. What are they doing? One thing they're doing is they're training their officers. They're trying to emphasize during academy training and during training that's recurrent across the officer's career that it's not simply enough to identify criminals or stop crime. It's also very important to act in a way that maintains legitimacy in the community. So officers see that as a goal. Training procedures have also focused on different ways of implementing the law. So, for example, when the police stop citizens on the street for whatever reason, they explain what's the policy. Why do we have this policy? Why are we stopping people? Why are we stopping you? What's our goal? How is this related to community concerns? So they're implementing different approaches to exercising authority that make the principles of fairness more upfront in dealing with citizens. I think another very important and very active area right now is changing the culture of the police station. It's hard to ask a police officer to come out of a station that's run like a military establishment and then do things like listen to people and explain policies. So police departments themselves are trying to make sure that their policies and practices, for example, the way they decide how to discipline officers, how they do pay and promotion, that those are seen by the officers as reflecting fair procedures. So the officers experience fair procedures in the station house. They go out on the street. It's easier for them to follow these guidelines for treating people fairly.
You kind of got at my last question. Obviously, there's a lot in this for the community, but what's the advantage for law enforcement?
Well, I think that there are several advantages for law enforcement. One advantage is the issue of officer safety. We're always concerned, obviously, about the safety of officers. And we find that the approach that officers sometimes make to the people in the community of trying to dominate situations by projecting force, while officers may think that this is a way to protect their safety, actually, research suggests that this provokes counter-reactions from people on the street. It raises the level of hostility. It escalates conflict. And when officers approach people fairly and respectfully, they de-escalate conflict. So one advantage is it's safer. Another advantage, it's a better way to fight crime. You get most of the people in the community working with the police. You can reallocate resources that are needed to fight serious long-term crime, high crime areas, while relying on most of the people in the community to be cooperating. Cooperating by obeying the law, cooperating by helping the police, cooperating by following police instructions. This lets the police target violent offenders. And as we've been hearing, we know now that how to identify a small group of very violent offenders who are a big problem. So we can target those people and get the cooperation from the community in our efforts to do that.
Terrific. Dr. Tyler, thank you so much for your time and being with us today.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.